I'm glad to see you remember me. You know, you always were my favorite magician.
Don't try to sweet-talk me, Morgan. What brings your wicked carcass to Camelot?
I came to see my half-brother, Arthur. Is there any harm in that?
He'll not see you, you witch. Out with the truth.
You're being unpleasant, Merlin. I hear that Arthur's goodness is disappearing, and I think it is time for a test. Don't you think? A test of the knights, a test of their bravery, loyalty, honesty, and responsibility.
Is that all?
Show me a knight that still has all of those qualities, and I shall leave Camelot alone forever. If, though, you cannot produce such a man, I shall destroy Camelot in an instant.
I think you're all wet.
Stop inventing those idiotic idioms. I'm dry as a cactus leaf.
And just as sticky. I shall show you a knight who shall prove you a fool.
As Merlin went off to plot, another secret meeting, the one feared by Lady Elaine, took place among Sir Lancelot, Sir Penrose, and Sir Beauregard. It wasn't that secret. You're wondering why I brought you here. The thought had crossed my mind.
Mine too.
All right. First, a question. What do we all think of Gawain?
Loser.
Good. Then the feeling is mutual. Tonight it will have been 1 year since his last brave deed.
It's been 362 days since he pulled the royal duck from the royal tub.
A year is 365 days now.
When did that happen?
A century ago.
Gee, I ought to read the papers.
You can't. They haven't been invented yet. So, Lancelot, what of Gawain?